world health leaders are warning that rich countries are already leaving poorer ones behind in the race to distribute a coronavirus vaccine. Here's Melinda Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, on CNN.
Everybody needs this vaccine. And if we only get it to the high-income countries, this disease is going to bounce around. We're going to see twice as many deaths, and our recovery of our economies is going to be much, much slower than if we get the vaccine out to everybody.
Well, joining us now is Thomas Boyke, director of the Global Health Program at the Council on Foreign Relations. And Thomas, nurses and doctors in the United States are getting shots as we speak today. How much of a head start do rich countries have over the rest of the world?
Certainly for most countries, they're going to be months behind where we are in the United States, the UK, and European Union. The UK and the US are starting to distribute vaccines now. Canada and Europe will come next. If you're in a country like, say, South Africa, it's uncertain when you're going to get vaccines because it's really a handful of countries, eight plus the European Union, that have bought up the earliest doses.
Well, talk more about that. One of the issues is that these richer countries are making deals directly with the vaccine developers.
That's right. So they've made advance purchases of potential candidates. So let's take the Pfizer vaccine, the first one to be granted an emergency use authorization in the UK and the US. 85% of that vaccine's capacity by the end of 2021 has already been purchased by a handful of nations. And that's going to leave other nations out. There is a multilateral initiative that's meant to buy early supplies for other countries too, but it's been starved for resources as wealthy nations have used their funds to buy their own doses first.
I wonder if you're referring to COVAX. That's the arm of the World Health Organization that is supposed to help distribute vaccines around the world. Because there was supposed to be a group that's dedicated to making sure poorer countries get this vaccine.
That's right. So COVAX is exactly what I'm referring to. It's a initiative led by the World Health Organization, but also involving some prominent global health NGOs and intermediaries, that their goal is to secure doses so that there's an equitable distribution of vaccines worldwide, driven by health needs, not just the size of a country's purse.
Hmm. The Duke Global Health Innovation Center predicts that many people in lower income countries may have to wait until 2023 or 24 to get vaccinated. What do you make of that? I mean, what does something like that mean for those countries and really for the world?
It means that the pandemic will persist longer. And that's troublesome because what people need to remember are two things in the United States. Ultimately, we need at least 70% of the population to be vaccinated with this vaccine for it to end the pandemic on its own. That's not likely to happen because, two, the United States historically is horrible at vaccinating adults. For seasonal flu annually, we generally have less than 50% of the population that's vaccinated, even a smaller share of individuals in high-risk groups. This vaccine in the United States and other countries is primarily a tool to protect the most vulnerable. It means the virus will continue to circulate. And if this pandemic lasts longer because we're not breaking transmission chains, not protecting the most vulnerable in other countries, it's going to leave Americans at risk.
Hmm. Well, some people are already warning that rich countries are hoarding the vaccines. We see that Canada has ordered enough shots to cover its population five times. This is something known as vaccine nationalism, right? I mean, how much of a concern is this?
It's a big concern. So vaccine nationalism is the phenomenon of countries prioritizing their own needs over other nations for vaccines. No one expects Canada and the United States to forego vaccinating high-priority populations like frontline health workers or elderly in long-term care facilities. The question is whether those nations will seek to vaccinate everyone, even low-risk adolescents, before we see any doses shared elsewhere. The problem with something like what Canada has done is vaccine manufacturing is scarce. So if Canada has used its resources to buy up capacity to manufacture vaccines, buy up early doses, it keeps COVAX and other efforts to try to supply the world from getting the vaccines they need to protect their highly vulnerable populations.
Is this something that pharmaceutical companies understand? I mean, what are they doing to address this issue?
Pharmaceutical companies do understand this. They have no interest in being in the midst of a fight over access to these vaccines. They get it. Some of your listeners may remember in the early days of HIV, there was a treatment access crisis in South Africa where the pharmaceutical companies fought the South African government over tools to try to expand their access. It ended up in a case called 39 Pharmaceutical Companies v. Nelson Mandela. They don't want to be in a situation like that. They would much rather see doses distributed globally, which is why Pfizer has reached out to COVAX. Other companies have reached out to COVAX too. What is really driving the lack of access here, frankly, is the short-sightedness of wealthy nations using all their resources to try to procure doses for themselves now.
Another thing I'm thinking about is the logistical challenge that this distribution process will be in our own country. And then I think about what it would be like in a country that doesn't have the resources of the United States, that doesn't have the transportation infrastructure, that doesn't have cold storage in their hospitals the way that the United States does. How much of an issue will that be?
It's going to be a big issue. So there aren't many settings where you can distribute a vaccine that needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees centigrade globally. There's just not going to be much capacity to do that. So ideally, what you would see are wealthy nations with the capacity prioritizing their access to the vaccines that they can distribute and perhaps leaving the vaccines that other nations are able to distribute for global efforts. But that's not apparently what we will see. What we see is that wealthier nations are prioritizing their access to all vaccines, which means even the ones that are suitable for low resource settings, there may be a long delay before they become available globally.
Thomas Boyke, Director of the Global Health Program at the Council on Foreign Relations. Thanks for your insight. I do appreciate it.
My great pleasure. Thanks for having me.